sitting here with Commissioner Talbert for District 2, running for re-election. And just what, in your eyes, have you been able to accomplish for your last term in office, for the last term in office, rather?
Well, by the accomplishments that we've had were that we've maintained the roads, that we have had several disasters for weather, things like that, that have done a number on our roads, and we've been able to get those back in shape. My first few months in office, for 6 months in office, we had 52nd West fell, you know, caved in, and we had to reroute that. We had to, you know, purchase the land and reroute that. We got through that whole process, and it turned out wonderfully. And but we've done a lot of things. My first thing that I did when I came into office was start a savings account. And that being said, you know, our roads, it's $30,000 to $50,000 a mile just to chip and seal a road, and so the money that we have coming in monthly is not much more than that. And so being able to save up money for projects and things like that have been a huge, huge help. And I mean, there's been times that we've had to take that savings and pay for fuel and different things like that, but we've never did without because of it.
In District 2, it is the smallest district in Osage County, at least I guess by geography, if you will. Because of that, you get the least amount of dollars, rather. So just how difficult is that for the county commissioner in District 2?
Yeah, you know, in the big picture, it's pretty well equaled out through the districts because of the manpower, the road miles, and things that the other two districts have. We have the most hard surface roads down here, so they are more expensive to maintain and take care of. But District 1, District 3 has more road miles because their people are so much more spread out. And our people are in one lump sum down here. We have 260-some road miles, 230, anyway, somewhere around that picture. And then District 1 has 960-some. I think District 3 has 500. We get, from the fuel tax that comes in monthly, we get about 17.7%. And it isn't much. I mean, it equals out to somewhere around 90,000, sometimes 100. But we got $40,000 worth of employees' wages that come out of that right off the top of the bat. And if we don't have the employees, we can't get anything done. So it takes a huge chunk of our money right off the bat.
And just looking ahead, if you were to be reelected, just what are some things that you would like to continue to build upon for your next election cycle, if you will?
Yes, sir. We have several projects that are in line with ODOT, as well as projects that we're going to do within our county, within our district, as far as chip and seal roads and things like that. We've got several things that we have, like the expansion of 43rd Street North, the Rock School Road, taking that windy curve out and straightening that out. And so those things are in the works with ODOT. And so I'd like to see those things accomplished. Holt Road is in the process of being done. Those things would be a great thing to see in this next 4 years. So yes, there's quite a few things. I mean, that we've got a forward motion going. It took the first 4 years to get, you know, our feet on the ground and get, you know, things moving forward, to get equipment purchased back that we needed and things like that. But we have that, you know, done, and we are on a forward motion, and I'd like to see the progress continue.
And then just finally, a handful of days away from the election, so why should folks go out there and vote for current commissioner and Steve Talbert for re-election?
Well, because I've got the experience, I've got 4 years under my belt. If there's another commissioner that is elected in, there's going to be another four-year lag. There's just no way around it, because you can't get your feet on the ground. It takes several years to even understand how this whole system works. And I believe that I've got that experience. I believe that there's still much more to learn, but I do have the concept of the way it works. And I believe that to keep the motion moving forward,